Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, teacher Tiffany. In this week's episode, I'm going to teach you five English vocabulary words you need in order to speak English fluently and confidently about healthy recipes. Listen, we all love food, and I want you to be able to speak about that love you have for food with confidence, without being nervous. So, these words are going to help you a lot. Are you ready? Well then, my friend, let's jump right in. All right, we're gonna get started with the very first word. Now, this is a word you may not have heard before. I want you to repeat after me. Poach. Very good. Again, poach. Excellent. Now, this word poach, what does it mean to poach your food? It literally means to cook food gently in simmering liquid. Again, to cook food gently in simmering liquid. Now, have you ever heard the word boil, right? When you're boiling something, the water is super hot and you can see bubbles moving everywhere. Simmering is different. The water is hot, but the bubbles are not huge. They're not jumping almost up out of the pot. They're kind of like a light bubble. It's like a little wave, not too much, just a little wave. This is simmering. When the water is hot, it's not boiling, but it's simmering. So, as we mentioned, to poach something means to cook it gently in simmering liquid, not in boiling hot liquid. Make sense? All right, so let's check out these example sentences because they will help you understand how to use this term properly. Here we go. Poach eggs in low-fat milk for a protein-rich and low-calorie breakfast. Poach eggs. So you have this milk that you've put in a pot, you've turned on the stove, you don't want it to boil, you just want it to simmer, right? Hot, but not too hot. And then you put the egg into the milk, right? So again, poaching the eggs, you're allowing them to cook what? Gently in the simmering liquid, right? Okay, good. Let's move on to the second example sentence. You can poach salmon for a flavor and healthy main course. Next, poaching chicken breasts preserves their tenderness and moisture. Makes sense, right? Again, in English we say poach when you're trying to cook something gently, ever so gently, in simmering liquid. You got it? All right, so again, number one after me. Poach. Great job. All right, let's move on to number two. Again, remember we're talking about cooking and healthy recipes, all right? Here's the second vocabulary word for you. After me, saute. Very good. Again, saute. Excellent. All right, this word saute, it literally means to cook food quickly in a small amount of hot fat or hot oil. Again, to cook food quickly in a small amount of hot fat or oil. So I want you to think about you having to make a quick meal for your family, right? Everyone's hungry, you don't have a lot of time, so you take something out of the fridge. You already have rice prepared, so you chop up some onions really quickly, and then you chop up some meat really quickly, and maybe some green peppers, and you heat the pan. You put some oil, a little oil into the pan, and you turn the pan up high, right? So the oil is high. Oil is very hot. And you toss the onions, the red pepper, excuse me, not the red pepper, I like red pepper, the green pepper, and then the meat in the pan, and it suddenly starts to sizzle. You're sauteing the food, right? Only a little oil, but it's super hot, so it's going to cook quickly. In English, we say saute. You got it? Excellent. All right, so let's check out these example sentences. Here's the first one. saute vegetables with garlic and ginger for a flavorful and colorful side. Mm. My mouth just started watering. I love garlic, I love ginger, and I love vegetables. And it's almost lunchtime. I am hungry. Yes, this sounds delicious. So once again, saute vegetables with garlic and ginger for a flavorful and colorful side. Next, this stir-fry recipe requires you to saute the meat before adding other ingredients. And finally, sauteing allows for quick cooking and retains the vibrant colors of vegetables. You got it? Excellent. All right, so once again after me, number two, saute. Great job. And number one again, poach. Excellent. All right. Remember, we're talking about words related to food and healthy recipes. Here is number three after me. Spice. Good job. Again, spice. Excellent. All right. This word spice, it literally just means a pungent, aromatic plant product used to flavor food. Spice. Once again, a pungent, aromatic plant product used to flavor food. Think about it. A few moments ago, I said my mouth started to water. Why? Garlic, ginger, vegetables, saute them all together. Garlic, ginger, salt, pepper. These are examples of spices. Again, these products, which are plant products, right, are meant to flavor your food, to make your food taste absolutely amazing. All right? Okay, so let's check out these example sentences. Again, you're getting vocabulary words that will help you speak English fluently and confidently about food and healthy recipes. All right, here we go. Example sentence number one. Experiment with different spices like turmeric, cumin, and paprika to create unique flavor profiles. Absolutely delicious. I love cooking, by the way. Next, adding a dash of spice can elevate even the simplest dish. And finally, be mindful of your spice tolerance when trying new recipes. You got it? Great job. All right, here we go. So again, number three, spice. Good. Number two, saute. Excellent. And number three, poach. Good job. All right, now let's go to number four. Number four after me, broil. Good. Again, broil. Excellent. All right. What does the term broil actually mean? It literally just means to cook food directly under a high heat source. Again, to cook food directly under a high heat source. I want you to imagine this. You've cooked a huge meal. Everyone's coming over to your home. They're going to be eating together and happy. And you have one thing left to cook, right? You've heated it up, right? It's cooked all the way through, but the top, you need the top to be just a little bit crispier. So in order to get the top crispier, the middle is already warm, but the top needs to be crispy. Woo, excuse me. You need some high heat, right? I told you my mouth is watering and now everything, we're just ready to eat for lunch. Yes. All right, so you have this, let's say chicken, if you eat chicken, right? And you're ready to serve it, but you want the top to be a bit crispy. So you go to the oven and you turn the oven on very high, right? You put it on broil so that it will put direct heat, high heat on the top of that chicken and make the outside just crispy. This is what broiling does. Again, to cook food directly under high heat, a high heat source. You got it? All right, check out these example sentences. Broiling salmon keeps it moist and adds a delicious caramelized crust. Next, You can broil vegetables under high heat for a smoky and charred flavor. And finally, broiling is a quick and healthy cooking method that requires minimal oil. You got it? Excellent. All right, so once again, number four is broil. Good job. Number three, again, spice. Excellent. Number two, saute. Great job. And number one, poach. Excellent. All right. Now let's move on to the fifth vocabulary word. Again, words that will help you speak English confidently and fluently about food and healthy recipes. Now we have this combo word. After me, gluten-free. Good. Again, gluten-free. Excellent. Now, what does this term mean? Because many recipes will specify that they are gluten-free, right? So what does this actually mean? It means not containing gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye, all right? So there are many people who have an allergy to gluten. They can't eat gluten, right? Any product that has gluten in it. Lots of breads have gluten in them, right? So gluten-free means, hey, don't worry. This product does not have any gluten in it. Hey, don't worry. This recipe does not require anything with gluten. So again, gluten-free. Check out these example sentences. Here we go. Many people choose gluten-free options due to dietary restrictions or personal preference. Next, this recipe offers a gluten-free alternative using almond flour instead of wheat flour. And finally, be sure to check ingredient labels carefully when choosing gluten-free products. You got it? Excellent. So once again, number five, gluten-free. Great job. All right. What was number one? Let's see if you remember. What was number one? Yes. Poach. What was number two? Saute. Excellent. What was number three? Spice. Excellent. Number four? Broil. Good job. And number five again? Gluten-free. Very good. Excellent. Now what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a paragraph. And this paragraph includes each of the words that you've learned throughout this lesson. And I want you to listen to the words, how they're used, and also realize how much of the paragraph you understand. Here we go. Healthy recipes unlock a delicious world where flavor and well-being meet. Imagine the delicate moisture of poached fish infused with subtle herbs. Or picture the satisfying crispness of broiled salmon kissed by smoky heat. Explore the kaleidoscope of spices from cumin's warmth to ginger's zing, creating dishes that dance on your palate. Get your hands dirty with sautéed vegetables, their vibrant hues reflecting their inherent goodness. Have dietary needs? No problem. There are plenty of delectable gluten-free options these days. Just remember with every dish that healthy eating is anything but boring. It's an adventure waiting to be savored. You caught that? Each of the words that you learned in today's lesson can be found in this paragraph. We had poached, broiled, spices, sautéed, and gluten-free. This is what happens as you're studying. When you learn vocabulary words and then you see them used in context, you won't forget them. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Don't forget to sign up for my free English newsletter, Daily English Vocabulary, where I send to you from Sunday to Friday, 5 new words every day related to a topic. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Remember, go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. And my friend, I will talk to you in the next lesson.